know that I'm trying to get over there to settle this question of the water weathering once and for all.
Well, I think you're right, by the way. I mean, there's no question, after looking at your work, John, that the Sphinx especially is way older than a lot of people
think. Yeah.
It might even be older than 10,000 years.
Oh, I think it is, actually. If we get into that, I can explain why I think that, because it corresponds to the Egyptian texts themselves. I get the sense that it's so unbelievably old that you have to suddenly realize that everything that you've learned about history, in fact, the evolution of the human race is almost certainly wrong by, but exponentially wrong, not just wrong by a few thousand years. And eventually, I think that we may be able to put an actual date on it, but for the moment, the main thing is to simply prove that it is water weathering and that the water weathering is by rainwater. Actually, we've gotten far enough. It's been a long time. This is already 25 years since I've developed this theory of the serpent in the sky. Then Schatz got on board in the late 80s. The presentation before the Geological Society of America convention, that was 91. The Charlton Heston Mystery of the Sphinx video was 93. That really broke the story. Well, the conference broke the story because that made headlines across the world. But headlines last only so long, and then the video was viewed and continues to be viewed by millions and millions and millions of people. So that really made it public. But
what about technology, John, during that era? I mean, have you ever approached the possibility that the technology of past civilizations was considerably higher than what so many people think today?
Oh, I mean, this is manifest. This is one of the implications of the Sphinx theory, of the whole Sphinx theory, the water weathering theory, is that not only is the chronology of history requiring a radical revision.